This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll recap what was a quieter WHL trade deadline day. 11 moves on Thursday. We'll take a look at some of the big ones. We'll hear from WHL general managers Dean Brockman, Colin Priester, and Cam Hope, as well as goaltender Joel Hofer and forward Dante Hanoun, two players involved in big trades. Later, Seattle Thunderbirds forward Noah Philp has been named the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He'll join us to close out the show. First up, the biggest trade around this year's deadline involved the Portland Winterhawks packaging up six Bantam draft picks and sending them to the Swift Current Broncos for 18-year-old goaltender and St. Louis Blues prospect Joel Hofer. The return includes two first-round selections. Voice of the Winterhawks, Nick Merrick, caught up with a new acquisition to bolster the Hawks between the pipes.
We're here with the newly acquired Winterhawks goaltender Joel Hofer. Joel, welcome to the team. I know it's only been a couple of hours since the acquisition happened, but just what are your overall thoughts of this team in this process?
I'm really excited to get things going. The guys are really nice to me and welcoming me to the team, and I'm really excited to get things going.
Let's talk a little about your season, leading the league in saves this year. You've been a workhorse for Swift Current prior to the trade. Just how's it been like in your second full season in the WHL?
I'm liking it a lot. Obviously I played more than last year, so that's a good thing, and I think the biggest thing is I'm learning lots too every game. Coming to Portland, I think I'm going to do the same thing, just trying to learn as much as I can and go one game at a time.
What's it from the goaltender's mindset? You face 40, 50, sometimes even 60 shots a game. How do you stay focused in those heavy workloads?
I think just not trying to think too much and just go out there and play your game. Not much you can do, whether how many shots you get, but one thing you can control is how prepared you are, and that's a big thing for me. Before every game, I try and prepare myself as good as I can, and hopefully I go in and hopefully I can make my team come out with a win.
Well, I know the trade deadline is always a stressful time for teams trying to make a push, and you're joining a Winterhawks team that certainly wants to make a playoff push, and you and Shane a pretty good tandem now for this team. Just how was that couple of days leading up to the trade deadline and the overall chats when you heard that you're going to Portland and kind of how that shaped?
I'm really excited. To come to Portland to a contending team, and I'm really excited to keep things going, and hopefully I can contribute as much as I can, and hopefully we can go far in playoffs.
Well, speaking of contending, a WHL championship already in your belt, just what was it like last year with Swift Current and the Broncos? That's always the dream for these players, is to chase the Ed Chenault Cup, and you get to do that in your rookie season. It had to be pretty magical, huh?
Yeah, it was amazing. The guys played really good in front of me, and I learned a ton. That's the biggest thing. But hopefully I can bring some experience to the team, and hopefully we can do it again.
Thank you so much, Joel. Welcome to the team, too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
On the other side, Broncos general manager Dean Brockman was pleased with a pick injection to help the rebuild. This after winning the 2018 WHL championship, hoisting the Ed Chenault Cup. Ryan Switzer has more from Swift Current.
Joel Hofer en route to Portland, coming back a healthy return of picks. It must have been a tough decision to decide to move Joel.
No, it was. It still is. I think when you have a quality goalie and a quality person like him, I think it's really difficult. And, for us, it's about the future. Not that Joel wouldn't be a part of that, but, the return on him was just too steep to turn back on. And for us, it reclaims a lot of the picks that were previously used.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I believe there's a first coming up in this Bantam draft and then in the 2021.
That's great. The first this year and Kootenay's third this year, I think, which, I think immediately helps, get the process going. And I think for us, that was a big part of it. And then next year's draft, we got a second and a fourth and a fifth. And for us, I think that's important, too, because that's a very strong draft year. And the following year, in 2021, we got there first. So, yeah, the return on it was healthy. And, certainly for us, the rebuild is well on its way.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Back to deadline day where the Saskatoon Blades and Portland Winterhawks swap 19-year-olds Josh Patterson to the Winterhawks, Ryan Hughes to Saskatoon. Portland also received a second and fourth round Batum selection. Blades general manager Colin Priestner spoke with Les Lazarick, happy to land Hughes.
Hughes is a player that's an extremely dynamic player. You know, he's a first liner, over a point a game, 19-year-old who's, you know, going to be back in this league as a 20-year-old and playing for a great team. You know, it's very, very hard to acquire guys like this with that kind of skill and speed. That being said, it was always it's difficult to move on with. You know, he's the first player I ever drafted, Josh, and love the kid, think the world of him. It's not easy for either team because both guys are longtime guys who have been there since they're 16. But I think there was a good fit here with both sides. You know, we get someone that we feel can come up and play with Kirby right away here. We really like what the other lines have been doing since Kirby's been hurt, and then you add a 1-2 punch like this, and with Kirby and Hughes starting to be in the lineup as of tomorrow night, it's pretty exciting.
The top team in the CHL, the Prince Albert Raiders, were relatively quiet on deadline day, but in the week leading up made their big deal to acquire 20-year-old forward Dante Hanoun from the Victoria Royals. Trevor Redden has more from PA.
Joined by new Raider forward Dante Hanoun. And Dante, I guess I'll ask that first up. When you hear Raider forward, what does that make you think? A new organization and a whole new setting for you now?
Yeah, no, I'm excited, but it's different. Like, it's my first time on a new team, so I'm just taking it in, and I'm just excited to get out there.
So obviously some familiarity here. Noah Gregor was a Royal last year, so was Jeremy Masella, Braden Pahal the year before. So some understanding, but what do you know about the Raiders and the organization here?
Yeah, like you said, a couple guys that came from Vic, so I know those guys. And I know that Prince Albert's just a fast team. They work hard and they're pretty skilled. So I'm just looking forward to joining in on the roster.
Now, as a 20-year-old, obviously this is your last go at it in junior hockey. What's your excitement to be now part of the number one team in Canada and a team that's maybe poised to make a run here this year?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty unreal if you get to be a part of a number one team right now. So just going to come in, just clear mind, just work hard, and I'm looking forward to it all.
In other significant moves on deadline day, the Regina Pats traded forward Robbie Holmes to the Everett Silvertips in return for prospect Sloan Stanek, a second-round pick in 2020, and a sixth-round selection in 2022. The Edmonton Oil Kings and Medicine Hat Tigers swapping forward straight up, Edmonton sending Brett Kemp to the Tigers in return for Josh Williams. In the week leading up to the deadline, the Vancouver Giants acquired a couple of veterans, 19-year-old forward Jaden Joseph from the Regina Pats for a second and sixth round selection. The Giants also added 20-year-old Dallas Hines from the Kootenai Ice. But overall, much quieter deadline day than previous years. New trade restrictions brought in by the WHL last year seems to have played a role in that. I spoke with Victoria Royals general manager Cam Hope, who says it was a quieter time for a few reasons.
Yeah, John, I think it's hard to know for sure, but I think it would have been a down year anyway. Last year, as you know, was a very strange year in the Western Hockey League where you had three or four contenders on each side, all of whom were in an arms race, and there was a lot of assets moving around at the trade deadline. You know, all evidence to the contrary, managers don't like to trade players. You know, they're teenagers. We don't like to make those kind of moves and destabilize them. So I think it would have been a down year anyway compared to last year. But those trade rule changes have made a bit of a difference. It does sort of limit what you can do.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The WHL On the Run Player of the Week, veteran Noah Philp of the Seattle Thunderbirds. The T-Birds are on their eastern road swing, and Tom Boyning caught up with a 20-year-old leader.
Noah Philp, congratulations on being selected as the Western Hockey League On the Run Player of the Week for the first week of the new year. 4 goals, 4 assists, 8 points, and plus two, and obviously great honor, and it's needed because the T-Birds traded away their top scorer. In fact, if you look at the injury as well to Dylan Hamilek, almost 40 goals out of the lineup. So have you taken it upon yourself to kind of pick up the slack?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's an honor to get that award. I wasn't really thinking about it, didn't really expect it, but came as a bit of a surprise to me, but I'm thankful that it happened. And yeah, you know, I think a lot of guys are going to need to step up. We got a lot of new faces in the dressing room, and I think there should be some good opportunity for guys to show what they're worth.
Your season has been one that was interrupted by an injury, but you were going well before that. Now you've kind of picked up where you left off before the injury, and this team obviously is still fighting for a playoff spot, and you're now one of the leaders on the team with the recent trades, and I'm sure you take that role as importantly as you do scoring.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's pretty important to teach the young guys, let them know how it's going to be a fight to get to the playoffs, and it's going to be a fight to do some damage in the playoffs. And I think every day it's on the leaders to keep everyone in check and feel I'm ready for that role.
One place where you get a lot of your offense is on the power play. What makes you so effective on the power play?
Well, I've been working on, I'm definitely more of a pass-first guy, but I've been working on shooting more so that I'm more of a threat in both areas, so that guys will have to respect a shot if it's coming, but also be able to make some plays.
Your brother Luke played in the Western Hockey League with the Kootenai Ice, your former team, and I'm sure somewhere along the line he probably earned this award as well. I don't know, how much time do you spend during the season texting or on the phone with him and both of you guys encouraging each other?
Not too often, but occasionally we do. I'll get some calls from him and stuff, but we spend a lot of time in the summer together, pretty much working out every day and skating and stuff, so I learn a lot from him, and we bounce off each other pretty good, so he's been a big help to me.
Well, Noah, again, congratulations on winning the honor as the Player of the Week for the first month of January in the new year, and we look forward to a good second half of play from you and the T-Birds.
Thank you very much.
And that's the show. Plenty of help this week from across the WHL. Ryan Switzer, Les Lazarek, Trevor Redden, Nick Merrick, and Tom Boyd. Appreciate your work, gentlemen. Thanks very much. I'm John Keith.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.